Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Anyway, a few weeks ago, we lost D'Angelo, right? D'Angelo's real name was Michael Eugene Archer. And so when he had a son, he named him Michael Archer II. And he had the son with Angie Stone, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I almost forgot her name there for a second. And so recently, their son had an interview in Good Morning America. And this is what he had to say about the last moments that he shared with his dad.
Did you know he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer?
No, but I kind of put two and two together.
How so?
You know, he called me on FaceTime and I seen him.
You saw him?
And, you know, I seen what I saw and then I started calling my uncle like, man, what's going on? What's going on? And they, you know, he had kind of told everybody don't tell me. You know, he like, you going through enough, you know, whatever. But yeah, I ended up getting that call, man. You know, both my uncles called me at the same time, like with the doctor on the phone. They basically gave me the news. So I got myself together, packed the bag, and went up there to go be with him.
So generally, we've all been children, right? And we'll all know when you get older.
Actually, we are all children still.
Yes, in children, the eyes God's children.
No, but also in the eyes of our parents, we're still a child.
No, but I'll get to that. I'll tell you why. So when you're younger, your parents will hide a lot of things from you. They won't tell you the full truth
mm-hmm.
for two reasons. One, they're trying to protect you. And two, they feel like you won't necessarily comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you grow older, they may then take you into their confidence and say, hey, do you remember that time this was happening?
Yeah.
Well, this was actually the full story. Mm. Or you figure it out for yourselves.
Mm.
Now, this guy is 28 years old,
mm.
right?
Mm.
And as you know, Angie Stone passed away earlier on this year.
Mm.
So he was already suffering from the loss of his mother. And so when his dad found out that he had pancreatic cancer, he chose not to tell him. And he told his uncles, don't tell him either. Right? I understand.
Mm.
Trying to protect his son.
Mm.
But on the other hand, you could also argue that he was robbed of very critical time that he could have spent with his dad, knowing that now his dad is passing away. Is it right to lie to your kids?
Yeah. All the time.
Tell me why.
I think there are things that are age appropriate. There are things that are circumstance appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this particular instance, I fully understand why the father would choose to not tell you, because you're already dealing with a lot emotionally.
Mm.
And also, the last thing I want is for you to now feel like your life has to stop because mine is about to stop. Right. Mm. So there is that level of protection. But also when the kids are really, really young, there's a level of balancing between I'm being honest as a parent and not wanting to rob you of your childhood and now parentify you because of this massive information that I'm giving you.
Mm.
Because kids take on a lot. The moment you say to them, listen, kids start thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to my school fees? Are we going to be able to eat? Am I going to... Now they are going into overdrive in their heads because they do not absolutely understand the context of what you've just told them. Mm-hmm. There's certain information they have no business knowing. It's none of their business.
Okay. No, that's a very good point. Because also kids don't have the faculties about them that adults have.
Yeah.
So as Impo's saying, they may take something which is, it's a small deal and blow it out of proportion and be like, we're going to leave the school because my dad no longer works.
Exactly.
And it's like, no, that's not it. But Juliet, I know specifically you and your kid have a very special kind of relationship and it's based on trust.
We do.
So how do you deal with this?
I believe kids of today are different from how we were.
Yeah.
And they are able to easily make out certain things we were kept from understanding back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like back then, you never saw your parents fight. You thought they had the best relationship because they kept such from you to protect you, you know.
Mm.
But with me and my daughter, I actually tell her almost everything in a way that, like Mpo was saying, age appropriate. So I'm not telling her something that's going to overwhelm her or create anxiety in her life, but she would understand that minimal information that I'm giving her. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of how they do children's books, right? Mm. Like, I remember I was in grade 4 and I was reading Great Expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then my mom happened to have been reading that in varsity, but obviously a very different version,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But she was impressed that we were reading the same book.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it wasn't the same book, but just the
concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts, Mbali, on this?
For me, it's a yes and no. Yes, you know, I think sometimes you have to, unfortunately, tell a little white lie to your kids.
Yeah.
Because you are trying to protect them. But at the same time, I think in this scenario, sometimes if you don't tell your kids the truth, you sort of rob them of so much.
Yeah.
Because who are you to decide in terms of how I deal with the truth, you know? So it's a yes and no, you know, because I feel like kids sometimes should make the decision for themselves if whether they want to know or not.
Mm.
So yeah, I just feel like you sometimes rob children from a lot.
Now, Mpo, to your point, parents never stop looking at us as kids.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is 28 years old, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What are you protecting him from? He's an adult, honestly.
But just because, I go back to my point, just because my life is about to stop doesn't mean yours has to stop.
Okay, but let me decide that for myself. Tell me the truth, and then I'll decide if my life is going to stop or not.
But
are you dying or not, Dad?
If you've already lost one parent and you're about to lose another one, I could be robbing you of so much life before... I mean, I don't know how much longer I could live, right?
Mm-hmm.
For all you know, I could still be living for the next 5 years.
Yes, but let me decide that. People die, bro.
But now you've stopped everything because you feel like you have to be at my side. I'm coming to terms with the
eventuality that my parents will die eventually.
For me, it's them finding out from someone else when I had control of letting them know myself sometimes.
By your papa, because they were in
your born again.
No, but I think D'Angelo wanted them to sell him at this point.
I get that, but it's for me, when I say Bayapa, it's like that kid that grew up in the home knowing Uguti, Mbali is my mother, but calls Mbali Koko or whatever the case may be. Mm. And someone somewhere decides to say, okay, Koko Kolona.
Oh, that's funny. Let us know what your thoughts are. Is it okay to lie to kids to protect them?
Kids in the team, good morning. I think I wish my mom, you know, she did a bit of lying to me when I was growing up. That's his view. Because I sing a mother, it's not easy. But kela yonkin dinjalo, this is how much, you know, I make a month. This is how much I need to pay the bond. This is how much your school fees cost. This is how much grocery cost. And then so you can't just ask random things. Kuti mami, mami, I need this. No, it has to be important. Like, yo, I think it was going to be better if my mom lied a bit.
That's funny. So that's actually a very good point. And it reminds me of an interview I once watched of 50 Cent speaking about his grandfather. He says his grandfather would go work, and then when he'd get paid, he'd take his full paycheck, come back with it, and give it to his grandmother. The whole paycheck. And 50 Cent says he never understood that when he was young. Then when he got older, he asked his grandfather why he did that. He said, well, I did that so that your grandmother knew what we could afford in the house. So that if I said I couldn't afford to buy her that handbag, for example, she knew that it wasn't because I didn't want to.
Ah.
She knows what the household income is.
So she was being managed.
So she's in control of the finances. She will choose what it is that's a priority in this household.
Makes sense.
So you just come back and give her the full thing.
Mm.
That's it. I guess it's the same with kids, maybe. You've got to tell them how much you earn. So you know how much you earn.
But not everything.
Hey, these kids are very weak and very anxious. No, I feel like young kids don't have to be so jealous. I don't think they can handle some of the things. Even today, at 28, I'm gonna start at 20.
Oh, wow.
28, I will.
No, it depends what kind of a lie it is, but. When it comes to who's the real parent, you know, there is always going to be that uncle or aunt who will blow the lid on the real truth and at the opportune time. So to avoid that, just tell the truth, man. Don't hide that kind of a truth to a child.
Maletsema, good morning.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
We are well, thank you. And yourself?
Yes,
yeah,
boo. I couldn't tell them because I always talk everything with my kids. So the 30th of April, it was the end of contract. I was just laid off last year, first out. So May, June, July, I was not working. I could not tell them. I did not change their schedule, but I could be able to transport it. I could be able to stay here because obviously if I need to go to my interviews and everything. So I only told them on the 28th of July when I got another job. I told them, because they always know where I work. So money is working at this place. So I could not. The minister was 11 then. He only turned 12, 9 August. And then the twins are 7 years. So I just could not. Because by years, pay the year. And obviously, nobody was going to call. I to mommy, this and this and that. So at least I was paid out for 2 months. And EIS, I only had it only for just 1 month. So it's difficult sometimes to tell them it's easy. Very difficult.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And by the way, on an unrelated issue, I know you got into an accident early last week. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was so scared of the lady in the insurance actually, they would not, because I called my insurance and then they said, no, we'll give you a claim fee letter. But now yesterday, the lady's insurance called me and then they're requiring something from me and then I'm not claiming from my insurance. I told them, which, you know, the lady said, I'll be claiming from her insurance. So
who hit who? Did she hit you?
She hit me at the back, see. We were waiting for an oncoming car. It was coming. It's a stop sign. Let's see. Because there's a car coming on our right. We were turning left, both of us. So see, I don't know what was she doing. We went left both. We were over. And I was just shocked. I just got out of the car. We didn't have two left, see. I just cried because I was so shocked with insurance and seeing the immortal. So I think she was busy with something in her car. And in what that came along, I really wanted to find a new family. And try to get the only handbag I can share. And I had a lot of my boot, I can't open it. But in the morning, and in the she was honest and wasn't really the thing out there.
Yeah, I know. Sbong and Bilo. And like you said, I mean, obviously, if she's in the wrong, so insurance will help you pay for that.
It's easier said than done. I'm raising a young man, and at some point there was a time where I protected him from everything, and little did I know I was protecting him from the things that he's seen. Now we are at a point where I have to tell him everything. He needs to know about the finances in the house. He needs to know if we don't do this, this is going to happen. His varsity fees are going to be affected and. And we've now developed a thing where we need to let each other know where we are. So I leave work very late and I go to the gym. As I leave the gym, I let him know, hey, yo, I'm leaving the gym. In the morning when I get to work, I let him know, yeah, I'm at work. So he knows if a 2 hour happens without us touching base, something is not right. So every other 2 hours, 3 hours, hey, are you good? I'm good. Okay, what's going on? I'm doing this, 1, 2, 3. So it's just a sanity check for me, because as much as we want to admit it or we don't want to admit it, our kids stay our kids forever, and our job is to protect them against any other thing that might harm them. They do grow up, but they still remain our kids.
Mm. Mornings as well. I think it depends on how you understand your kids and how you think they process information. Because even if you have more than one child, you will realize some can grasp things and emotionally and subconsciously know how to, or psychologically know how to deal with things. But in your kids, abang, you know, born would know this one won't be able to handle it. So it's a balancing thing, because nowadays kids understand a lot but can't comprehend most of the things they understand.
Sees the world. Mina, I don't think it's wise for parents to lie to children. There's white lies, purple lies, whatever kind of lies. My issue is that, you know, we are saying which we are dealing with adults who have childhood traumas. If you're then teaching abantwana to lie when you're as a parent, because the truth will always come out. They will find out the truth now in their childhood or in their adulthood. So essentially we're saying, Nguti, it's okay to lie. And then we're complaining, Nguti, we're dealing with adults who have childhood traumas. These kids are going to be adults who are lying, and they're going to be in relationships and lying to their partners because they learn from their parents, Nguti, it's okay to lie. I just find, Nguti, you'd be surprised, Nguti, how emotionally intelligent they are, obviously to their level. I think Uguchi, telling them the truth in a childlike analogy would help, but don't overload them, but just tell them the truth in a way that they would understand as children.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.